This is Working Draft's audio overview of the impeachment trial of Vice President Sara Duterte for July 14, 2026. It is a working reference, not an official Senate record.
The session completed Attorney Jeremy Lotok's testimony. The defense continued its cross-examination, the prosecution conducted redirect, and the defense returned for recross before the court excused the witness.
Alan Peter Cayetano questioned the logic of treating the recorded statement as a threat against the named principals when the stated condition was that Duterte first be killed.
Joel Villanueva, Panfilo Lacson, and Alan Peter Cayetano examined the National Bureau of Investigation's handling of reported threats against Duterte and competing interpretations of remarks referring to the Romanovs.
Pia Cayetano asked the parties and witness to explain the elements of grave threats in ordinary terms, and used hypotheticals to test how context affected the analysis.
Sherwin Gatchelian and Rafi Tulfo questioned what evidence showed actual incitement or a public response to the statements, rather than only the statements themselves.
Lorraine Lagarda said the National Bureau of Investigation affidavit appeared incomplete because it did not set out the events leading to the press conference or the broader context in which the statements were made.
Alan Peter Cayetano questioned the prosecution's reliance on admission against interest and asked whether the full video supplied context missing from selected passages.
Alan Peter Cayetano and Sherwin Gatchelian proposed allowing time for questions and caucus before the court decided the pending subpoena requests.
The central distinction was between proving that words were spoken and proving that the events described were true. Lotok said he could confirm that the vice president uttered the recorded statements, but he had no personal knowledge of the underlying circumstances.
A November 23rd recording included the vice president saying she had instructed an unnamed person to kill the president, the first lady, and the former speaker if she were killed, followed by the recorded statement that the person agreed. A November 26th recording included her explanation that she had asked a person to take revenge if she died.
The prosecution argued that grave threats did not require the recipients themselves to feel fear if the accused intended the threatening effect. On redirect, it treated the November 26 statement as a reiteration and characterized the exchange with the unnamed person as a contract.
The defense said the remarks were not threats, but a response during a question-and-answer exchange, and were not aimed directly at the three officials. It also objected to the word contract, saying the vice president had not used that term, and that it was counsel's legal conclusion.
Lotok said the cybercrime division believed an unnamed person existed because of the November 23rd and November 26th statements. When asked whether the division had any other basis, he said it did not, as far as his division was concerned.
Early in cross-examination, the court sustained a competency objection and limited Lotok to the fact and tenor of the recorded statements, not their truth. Later, it denied a defense motion to strike Lotok's interpretation and left the weight of that answer to the senator judges.
Before Lotok was excused, the presiding officer clarified that admission against interest is an exception to the hearsay rule and should not automatically be treated as a confession. The chair separately reserved conclusions of fact and law to the impeachment court.
After Lotok's testimony, the prosecution announced that it would no longer call attorney Zuleika Lopez or Captain Belinda Bello. It called Lopez's proposed authentication testimony unnecessary because the defense had used the same video, and described Bello's proposed testimony as corroborative.
Every substantive point on the episode page, links to the timed transcript, and the original Senate video, check consequential wording against those sources before publication.